Chapter 8. Trouble with Frederick. A few days later, some of the animals remembered the sixth commandment. Animals must not kill other animals. Clover asked Benjamin to read the commandment for her, but Benjamin did not want to, so she asked Muriel.
Animals must not kill other animals without a reason, Muriel read.
The animals agreed that there was a reason. The dead animals once worked for Snowball. The animals worked harder than before. They worked on the windmill and they worked in the fields. Sometimes they thought that they were working harder than in Mr. Jones's time. But they were not sure. They could not remember. Every Sunday morning, Squealer stood in front of them.
We have more potatoes and more carrots and more apples than before, he told them.
But the animals did not see more food in front of them at dinner time. In the farmhouse, Napoleon now lived in different rooms to the other pigs. He did not eat with them, and he used Mr. Jones's best glasses and plates. And every year there was a special party for his birthday. The pigs did not call him Napoleon anymore. They had special names for him. Father of all animals. Great enemy to all men. Friend of baby ducks, for example. Everything good on the farm was because of Napoleon.
With the help of Napoleon, father of all animals, I've laid 5 eggs in 6 days.
Or,
the water we're drinking is very clean and cold today. Thank you, our great Napoleon.
For the barn, Squealer painted a picture of Napoleon. It was on the wall next to the 7 commandments. Napoleon still wanted to sell the timber to Mr. Frederick or Mr. Pilkington. But Napoleon said that Snowball was still at Frederick's farm. Then 3 chickens said to Squealer,
Snowball wanted us to kill Napoleon. We tried to put poison in his food.
The dogs killed the chickens. A young pig called Pink Eye now had the job of eating a little of Napoleon's food before Napoleon ate anything. Terrible stories came out of Frederick's farm, Pinchfield. He did not give his animals enough food, and sometimes he killed them. Worse, he had 20 men with guns, and they wanted to attack Animal Farm. One Sunday morning, Napoleon talked to the animals at the meeting.
We're not going to sell our timber to Frederick. I have never wanted to do that. He's a terrible man. Death to Frederick! We're going to sell it to Pilkington.
In the autumn, the windmill was finished. Now they were just waiting for the machinery. Tired, but very happy, the animals walked around the windmill. Napoleon came to see it with his dogs, and he was happy too.
It will be called Napoleon Windmill, he said.
2 days later, Napoleon spoke to a special meeting in the farmyard.
We've sold the timber to Frederick, he told the animals. We're not speaking to Pilkington anymore. It's not true that Frederick wants to attack Animal Farm. Snowball is in Pilkington's farm, Foxwood. Death to Pilkington!
Later, Squealer explained,
We never really wanted to sell the timber to Pilkington. We only said that because we wanted the price to go up, of course. Frederick is paying £12 more. Isn't Great Napoleon clever? And Frederick has already paid for the timber. We have a lot of money.
Frederick's men came and took the timber away. Then Napoleon put the money in the window of the farmhouse, and all the animals came to look at it. 3 days later, Mr. Whimper rode quickly into the farmyard on his bike. He ran into the house, and there was a terrible shout from Napoleon's rooms. The money was not real. Frederick had the timber for nothing. Napoleon called a meeting.
"Death to Frederick!" he said. "He might attack us now. Some pigeons have flown to talk to Pilkington. We need his help."
Frederick did attack, with 15 men and 6 guns. The animals fought, but they could do nothing against the guns. Then the pigeons came back from Pilkington. One of them carried a piece of paper. "Not my problem," it read. Frederick's men were now at the windmill. Benjamin was watching them.
"They're going to blow it up," he said.
The animals waited. The men worked and worked, and then there was a terrible noise. Stones flew into the air, and there was a cloud of black smoke. The windmill was not there. The animals were very angry now, and they all attacked the men. They were not frightened of the guns anymore. They just ran at the men. The guns killed a cow, 3 sheep, and 2 geese. But the animals hurt many of the men too. After a minute or two, the men started to run. The animals went back to the farm, and Squealer came to meet them. He did not fight at the windmill.
"Well done, my friends," he said. "We won!"
"We didn't win," said Boxer. "We've lost our windmill."
"It's not important," said Squealer. "We can build another windmill. We can build 6 if we want. And thanks to Napoleon, great enemy to all men, we have our farm."
But Boxer was getting old. He was 11 now.
"Can I build another windmill?" he thought.
Back in the farmyard, Napoleon spoke to the animals.
"There will be more food for everyone," he said. "We have won the Battle of the Windmill."
All the animals felt happier, and they soon forgot about Frederick's money. A few days later, the pigs found some bottles of whiskey in the farmhouse, and that night the animals heard the pigs singing. At 9:30 p.m, Napoleon came out of the house. He was wearing an old hat of Mr. Jones's. He danced across the farmyard and back into the house. The next morning, the house was very quiet. At 9 a.m, Squealer came out. He did not look well.
"Great Napoleon is ill," he said. "There was poison in his food. Snowball put it there."
But in the evening, Napoleon was better. The next day, he asked Mr. Whimper to find him a book about making beer and whiskey. Then, one night, something strange happened. At midnight, there was a loud noise from the barn. The animals ran in and found Squealer on the ground under the Seven Commandments. He had some white paint and a brush with him. The dogs helped him back to the farmhouse. A few days later, Muriel was reading the Seven Commandments. She remembered that the fifth commandment was, "Animals must not drink alcohol." But she read it, and now it said, "Animals must not drink a lot of alcohol."